Robert Parker, you were the first one on the bridge when this happened. Just kind of recap for us what you saw and what happened in the aftermath right after the boat hit the bridge.
Well, when I come around the curve there, I was coming from Murray, and then we seen all these lights down there, and we thought he was going on the center of the bridge, so I come on up on the bridge. Then when I got up there where the barge was, and he was throwing that spotlight up in the air, I said, well, he's just going under it. Well, when I got right up at the top of it, there wasn't no bridge or nothing. It was all gone. I slammed on the brakes, and I was about half or 2 inches, like, going over it, over the end of the bridge there.
So you were that close to going over?
Yep. Yep, and I turned the flash on right quick and got them other cars stopped behind me. And I got them stopped making back off the bridge, and I backed off, and I called 911.
How many cars would you say were behind you?
Two behind me. It was on the bridge with me.
Basically, how big would you say that the gap was in the bridge?
Well, I couldn't hardly tell much because I was looking down at the boys walking on that barge or what it was, and I seen them walking. All that concrete, I just had a little piece there, and I knew I had to get back off it as quick as I could for mine to go off in there. And all I could see was another car come from the other side, and I knew it was pretty wide. And I got mine, got them other backed off, and I backed off, and then I called 911.
Now, did you get out of the vehicle after this happened and look down there?
Yes.
Did you yell at anyone on the boat? Did anyone yell at you?
Uh-uh. Everybody was running back and forth. Yeah.
Okay, so did any of them know you were up there?
I don't know if they did or not.
Okay. All right. What was the weather conditions like when you were going across the bridge?
It was mist and rain, and it was dark and everything.
Do you remember seeing any lights on the bridge when you went across?
No, I didn't see no lights on it.
Yeah, on the outside either?
I didn't notice on the outside. I couldn't see them.
Okay.
And I was on the car, is in front, come from Murray. And when I come up on the bridge, I was on the car.
Okay.
I was the first one up on the bridge.
So now that you've kind of had a chance to think and reflect, what's going through your mind?
But it scared me pretty bad. It scared me real bad. I knew I had to do something, get off that bridge as quick as I could.
Do you travel that bridge normally?
Oh, yeah.
So really, it isn't a surprise to you. It's just a surprise that it happened when you were on it.
Yep. I always slow down every time I see a barge, going under it or at night or during daytime. I was running about 50 miles an hour when I was on the bridge. And I did get stopped in time.
Okay. So how far, you say the box truck was behind you, about how far behind you was it?
He's probably 3 or 4 car lengths from me.
But it wasn't until you got right up on it that you noticed
it was gone. It was completely gone. The bridge didn't feel right. It was kind of shaking, still shaking quite a bit.
Okay. Well, Robert, I'm glad you're okay.
I am too. I know I travel pretty often and everything, and back and forth to Murray and everything. I go to the doctor over there and everything, and I didn't know when this was going to happen or nothing, but it's one of them things. And man, it's just at nighttime like that, you can't tell until you're dead on it. It's just one of the things you have to have your mind set and get on the feet on the brakes and get stopped.
All right.
And I'm just glad I didn't get hurt. Nobody else didn't get hurt.